Right here, you may be disappointed, but right here, there are divine appointments. Right here, you may be going through, but right here, I see you, amen, having breakthrough. God never judges us based on the present. God has already predetermined and prepared a place that we should be in Him. And when He looks back in the portals of heaven, He sees us complete. He sees us blessed. He sees us victorious. I know it's just a season you're going through, but your season, get ready to change. I know it's just a phase, but God's getting ready to raise you out that phase. Hallelujah. God's getting ready to do the inevitable in your life. He's getting ready to do the impossible in your life. He's getting ready to do things that your eyes haven't seen, that your ears haven't heard, neither has entered into your heart, the things that God has prepared for you. Get ready, child of God.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Theon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. Last week, I think it was, or some time ago, I told you about me praying when I was a boy. And I prayed another prayer when I was a young man after I'd come out of the military. I was walking the streets in Oakland, California, going to beauty school. Homeless, hungry, and out and with no place to go. And I prayed to God, I said, Lord, I said, you know, I was a child when I left home. I knew I wasn't a man. But since I left home to be a man, I ask you to teach me how to be a man. And God is still answering that prayer. But I ran across a poem when I was very young, and that poem kind of stuck with me. And I want to share that poem with you today. The name of the poem is If. The title of the poem is If, written by Rudyard Kipling. I read it for you. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, being lied about and don't deal in lies, being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good, not talk too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools, if you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it all on one turn of pitch and toss and lose, and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they're gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. Now that poem helped me. And as I don't have any tapes or books or anything to send anybody, but I would like to share this poem with whoever, since most of my audience seem to be young men. I'd like to share this with some of you and anyone who would write to me and ask. I'd send them a copy of this poem. I can send that, and there's no charge for it. I just want just something I want to plant in your life. If you think you would like this poem, just send from ask for it, and I'll give it to you. Anyway, back to the deceptions of Satan. Satan has desired to. His only desire is to keep you from the truth, and the truth is the word of God. God's word is truth, and just because you join church don't necessarily mean you're going to get the truth. See, the Holy Spirit comes to teach you and to lead you into all truth. The Holy Spirit's not going to read the Bible for you. And he's not going to you have to feed the Spirit, just like you feed your body. And the Holy Spirit don't eat pork chops, and he don't eat chitlins. But the only thing he thrives on is the Word of God. This you have to feed the Holy Spirit with, the Word of God. And this is why I encourage you to read the Bible for yourself. Even though you may have a dynamite pastor or teacher teaching you, or they may have all kind of degrees, you still need to get in this word for yourself. I keep going back to this. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, Paul says, study to show yourself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now he's talking to the teacher there. But now the student needs to know the word too, because what they are teaching you is what, this is the purpose of being taught, so you can become what the teacher is. God wants us to become his children. We are the only thing that God made that in his likeness and image. We have to learn, and one reason I say about learning to be a man, you have to be a man before you can become a God. Now, I know that's kind of heavy for most folks, because most folks don't see that. But I see where in this Bible teaches me that Jesus came and became a man and died as a man and was risen as God, the Son of God. And we are to follow in his tracks. So if we are men, only men can become gods, and we are to be God's children. Now, if... your cat happen to come up having puppies, then maybe that's not so. But see, cats don't have puppies, and dogs don't have kittens. So if God, that's the way God set it up. So if we are to be children of God, we are to become gods. And most Christians don't even want to hear that, because they think it's blasphemy saying that we are to become gods. But the Bible teaches us that. And I know I'm not talking to all saved people. I know a lot of people that saved don't believe that it hadn't been revealed to them. But like I said, maybe I should name this program This Little Light of Mine. I don't know, because the deceptions of Satan, everybody should know that Satan is the deceiver. He's out to deceive everybody, especially he's already deceived the world. Now he's trying to deceive the church, which is God's chosen people. But if we would get into God's word and learn what God says, you see, like in Hosea 4:6, I think it is, where Hosea says, God says, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. And not only knowledge of the Bible, we need other things, we need to know other things. We need to know what's going on in the world, but we need to know God's word in order to make some good decisions. And the Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. Now, I don't rely on, I listen to my pastor, I listen to teachers, I listen to several preachers, and I've learned things from listening to other people. But the Holy Spirit is the ultimate teacher of us all. Even the teachers, the Holy Spirit is teaching them, and as they teach us, and like Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. I don't really know what I've called myself. I'm not a teacher. I hate to call myself a teacher. And I'm not trying to teach anybody. I'm just trying to show you how things work for me. I mean, it's working for me. And I would love to say, I know it'll work for you if you work it. That's why I say, don't ask me to pray for your money's financial problems and things like that, because of the fact that I pray that God would give you a desire to know him through his written word. This is the way you get to know God. If you know God and know his way, you shouldn't have to ask me or anybody else to pray for your financial situation, because God said he'd take care of you, whatever. So this, you couldn't put a whole Brother Gaspar response with saying, well, I asked Brother Gaspar to pray for my money, and then things got worse. Maybe it might do that, but if you pray for yourself, you know what you need and why you need it, and God knows too. So if you pray for yourself, learn how to pray for yourself, and you don't have to ask me, your pastor, nobody else to pray for you. You can pray for your own thing and keep your business to yourself, and you, between you and God. And this I leave with you, because I don't know. I hate to say things and then saying things that I don't practice myself, and then saying things to you and you that you try it and it don't work. But don't say Brother Gaspar said it. If you read it in the Bible and find it, if it works, that the Bible says it will work. So now, if God made us, he ought to know how this life should be lived and how to work it. And that's who I depend on. In my own country boy way, I guess I'm just kind of gullible when it comes to God's word, because of the fact that I've been gullible in so many other things that I learned to be careful and check things before you make commitments. And this, I find the more I check, the more I find out, the more committed I am, because of the fact that it works. It works, and there's no... Yet the Bible says that God, it's not possible for God to lie, because whatever he speaks, it becomes what he spoke. He spoke this world into existence. Now, if God spoke this world into existence and we are made in his image, we ought to be careful what we say, too. No, so because as a man thinketh, so is he. And this is why I'm trying to reprogram my mind. And you can reprogram your mind by putting in the word of God instead of the other foolishness that we've been putting into our minds. All these years we watch the televisions, we watch everything, we get out in the streets, we're around people with negative thoughts and negative actions and all that. We need to get someplace and just get quiet by yourself, just you and God, and don't have nothing on, no television, no radio, no nothing. Just time to relax and look and listen to what God has to say. Read his word, and things will come to you. Ideas will come to you. An idea, I try to tell people all the time, that you can get more for an idea, one idea, than you can get for a lifetime of work, toil, and work, and working all your life. You can work all your life, and one guy come up with one good idea and have a fortune overnight. So if God intends us to have that, you don't have to really do out and go a lot of struggling to get it. But if you learn to do God's way, God's will, his way, then I guess it must be about a time, yeah, something. Anyway,